KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Across the area, sunny skies, lower 80s, wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear, upper 50s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny, breezy, mid 80s with wind gust at 30. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies, lower 60s. For Sunday, mostly cloudy with scattered storms. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 77.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. A new study released demonstrates switching to biodiesel results in a number of significant health benefits, like decreased cancer risk, fewer premature deaths, and reduced asthma attacks. The fuel research conducted at 13 sites in the U.S. exposed to high rates of petroleum diesel pollution used well-established EPA air dispersion modeling tools coupled with health risk assessments and benefit valuations to assess the public health benefits and resulting economic savings of converting from petroleum-based diesel to 100% biodiesel known as B100. The research sponsored by the National Biodiesel Board, support by the Nebraska Soybean Board, South Dakota Soybean Research and Promotion Council, California Advanced Biofuel Alliance, the Iowa Soybean Board, Wisconsin Soy Marketing Board, in addition to promotional support from the Soybean Checkoff. Now, biodiesel is readily available, a low-carbon, renewable fuel made from a diverse mix of resources like recycled cooking oil, soybean oil, and animal fat. U.S. manufacturers rely on U.S. soybean oil as the primary feedstock for biodiesel. It was first domestically produced and commercially available fuel to meet the EPA's definition of an advanced biofuel. Well, the Biden-Harris administration, they say, has been on a mission to build back better. And so after 100 days of their administration, over the last 100 days, USDA has worked to contain the COVID-19 pandemic, promote racial justice and equity, address mounting hunger and nutrition insecurities, rebuild the rural economy, strengthen and building fairer markets for farmers and producers, and addressing the impact of climate change through climate smart practices. The results, they say, are many. It's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
Good America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, many farmers across the state of Kansas are still concerned about President Joe Biden's 30 by 30 plan trying to tackle climate change and global warming and taking over 30% of all lands and waters by the 2030 era. And so far, many farmers still say they haven't seen any plan from the federal government.
We would love to see if there are significant improvements or some significant modifications that folks like Farm Bureau farmers and ranchers could offer up. But until that becomes public, we're just kind of in a holding pattern.
That was Ryan Flickner, the Senior Director of Advocacy for the Kansas Farm Bureau on KSN News. In other news, authorities say that a 14-year-old boy has been hospitalized in critical condition after he was shot at a park in southwest Kansas. Fake news reports the event happened at the Russet Benny Park in Ulysses. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation said the boy was taken to a local hospital, then transported to a Wichita hospital where he's currently in critical condition. So far, the KBI has not said whether the shooting was accidental or intentional. The investigation is still ongoing. But American Network News.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly three times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Conservative candidate Chris Kobach has launched a campaign for Kansas Attorney General. His kickoff yesterday shows that he's attempting a political comeback in 2022 after losing nationally watched races for governor and U.S. Senate. Kobach is a former Kansas Secretary of State who built his political brand by advocating restrictive immigration policies and tough voter ID laws. He was also the first prominent Kansas elected official to endorse Donald Trump for president back in 2016 and was vice chairman of the short-lived Trump Commission on Voter Fraud. He lost the GOP primary for U.S. Senate in 2020 after losing the 2018 governor's race. In other news, Kansas City officials say they're planning a village of tiny homes for homeless residents. Officials announced on Wednesday the initial plans for the 150-bed village of tiny homes, ranging from single-person to family size. City Manager Brian Platt says the goal is to establish a pilot project of roughly a dozen homes in the next several weeks. He says from there, the city would begin working with the homeless population currently living in area hotels and encouraging them to take advantage of the new options. Good America Network News.
You love farming through the good times and the bad, and you hope and pray your investments will pay off. Some of the risk factors you can control and others you cannot. That brings me to the importance of risk management. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. With the right insurance plan, your farming operation will be protected against the loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. Manage your risk with the help of Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Good America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Domestic violent victims who are living with their abusers in a rental property could break their lease and leave without penalties under a bill that won final approval from Nebraska lawmakers. Senators passed the measure through the last three required votes, 43-3. The bill by Senator John Kavanaugh of Omaha includes other tenant protections, such as requiring landlords to give at least 24 hours of notice before entering a tenant's apartment. The bill was inspired by incidents in Nebraska where women left abusive partners but were forced by their landlords to keep paying rent while their partner remained in the apartment. In other news, Omaha police have ticketed a man accused of posting neo-Nazi recruitment stickers on poles outside a synagogue. The Omaha World-Herald reports that 30-year-old Jonathan Ziegler had been cited on suspicion of damage to property and hate intimidation and faces up to 6 months in jail with a $500 fine if he's convicted. Police say surveillance video showed Ziegler on April 9th posting the recruitment sticker at the Temple Israel in Omaha. American Network News.
As COVID-19 vaccines are becoming available, Americans are eager to learn more, but frustrated about where to find answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50 plus by making sure you have the latest information about vaccines and the distribution plans in Kansas. Just visit aarp.org/KSVaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Kansas, when, where, and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/KSVaccine. Paid for by AARP.
News. Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Kate Glenn. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Kate Glenn informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Kate First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Kate News, always on your side.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Washington County annual free dump days are back, continuing today and Saturday morning. The Marshall County landfill will accept free disposal for Marshall County residents Saturday, May 1st from 8 to 3. Residential waste, non-commercial construction, and demolition material for personal projects must be separated from household waste. Scrap metal must be separated. Appliances with Freon removed. Tires will be accepted for a disposal fee. No medical waste, yard waste and debris, animal carcasses, asbestos, industrial or household hazardous waste, including paint or chemicals accepted. For details, contact Marshall County Public Works. Citywide garage sales this weekend are scheduled in Odell and Blue Springs, as well as Wymore. Blue Rapids citywide garage sales continue as well Friday and Saturday, with maps available and a community lunch serving Saturday 11 to 1 at the community center with free will donations toward the 4th of July fireworks. The White Way Run Saturday will celebrate the 107th anniversary of the Kansas Byway, with caravans departing Atchison and Concordia at 8 a.m. and converging on Frankfort, which will host a car show and celebration. Wayne Mitchell is among volunteer organizers.
and they will enter town probably between 11:30 to 12:30. Most of them will be here, and we are going to line them up for a car show, and then we have food vendors of our community from the restaurants to different groups supplying, and there also is, there'll be judging. There'll be, I think, five or six different trophies, as well as a beer garden. Should be a good day.
Other communities along Highway 9 may also highlight activities as motorists pass through. The White Way Run was suspended last year due to COVID concerns. It's among many events returning in 2021. And Wayne Mitchell is joined on our public affairs program this weekend with more details. Joined by Kylie Bergstrom, director of the Seneca Area Chamber and Downtown Impact, with plans for the Big Kansas Road Trip in Nemaha, Brown, and Donovan counties next weekend. And Kate Tomer, director of Marysville Chamber and Main Street, who talks about the Mother's Day Market, which returns to Marysville as well next weekend. Tune for that public affairs conversation Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. A workday Friday at the Kester House Museum in Marysville will prepare for a May Day celebration of spring Saturday at the Kester House Gardens in downtown Marysville. Volunteers encouraged to bring garden tools Friday beginning at 10 a.m., public is then welcome to tour the garden, see recent projects, and get a summer preview Saturday 10 to 2. Visitors invited to make a May Day basket and enjoy refreshments. West brick walkway improvements as well as a zero-step entrance off the West Alley will be highlighted and other restorations featured. Marysville Farmers Market opens Saturday 8 to 11 a.m. and will be open Saturdays just south of Broadway on the 7th Street corridor. Vendors are welcome and may contact Marshall County Sport and Recreation for registration information. The Washington County Saddle Club will host a benefit roping event Saturday at the Washington County Fairgrounds for the Joseph Brungardt family, who lost the 14-year-old earlier this year to suicide. Books open at 11, with roping starting at 1. Open to 50 teams with $4,800 added money. For details, contact Alan Gilchrist at 785-844-0941. A suicide awareness event is planned Saturday at the Marysville City Park from 2 until 4. Guest speakers, including youth representatives, including a therapist with Connections Therapy, will share tips on dealing with depression issues. The public is welcome. An accident Wednesday evening claimed the life of a Beatrice man who was pinned beneath a car when the jack malfunctioned while working on a tire. 31-year-old Colton Snook died at the apartment complex where he lived on West Court Street as a result of that accident shortly after 5 p.m. Wednesday. A grand jury convened in Gage County came back this last week finding no criminal wrongdoing in the death of a Wymore man, Mark Sean Hadley, who was found unresponsive in his cell at Gage County Jail December 31st. Gary Zarbenicki, age 82, passed away February 19th in California. Graveside service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Gary Zarbenicki. A memorial service for Colonel Leonard G. Gaston and his wife Betty A. Gaston is planned Saturday at noon at the Frankfort Cemetery. Leonard G. Gaston was born May 4, 1933 in Frankfort. Again, memorial service for Colonel Leonard Gaston and his wife Betty Saturday at noon at the Frankfort Cemetery. Linda R. Meyer, age 64, of Hollenburg, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church, rural Hanover, burial of a church cemetery. Visitation Sunday, noon until 8, at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Linda Meyer.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like a wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map for this Friday, quiet weather across the central parts of the Midwest, high pressure system overhead. We're going to see mostly sunny skies as we head through the day, dry weather for tonight and into tomorrow. We're definitely seeing some warm winds out of the south, and we're going to see temperatures well into the 80s across the central parts of the Midwest. Otherwise, our next system will move through as we get into Sunday into the early parts of next week, bringing more chances for some rain showers and thunderstorms and a little bit cooler temperatures. So across the area, sunny skies, lower 80s with wind gusts at 20. Tonight, clear, upper 50s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny, breezy, mid 80s with wind gusts at 30. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies, lower 60s. For Sunday, increasing clouds, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, around 80. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, late April 72. Record high on this date, 91, the average low, 48, and the record low is 25. Sunset this evening, 8:19, sunrise in the morning at 6:30.
If you're digging for something to do, we have an idea. Planting a tree. It's all about Arbor Day on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, April 30th, the 120th day of the year. In 1952, Mr. Potato Head became the first toy to ever be advertised on television. Prior to this, commercials had been targeted toward parents and not children, and it worked. Over a million Mr. Potato Head kits were sold throughout the rest of the year. It is also National Arbor Day, which was established in 1872 in Nebraska with the hopes that it would catch on throughout the U.S. If you plant a tree today, depending on your location, it could reach full growth in anywhere from 30 to 100 years. The fastest growing tree is the hybrid poplar, which sprouts about 5 to 8 feet per year. The slowest growing is the white cedar located in Canada, which only reaches a height of 4 inches. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
It's blooming madness in May. Stop by the open-air Blue Rapids Greenhouse store along Highway 77 in Blue Rapids and get your hands on vegetables, herbs, and six packs and flats of annuals for your gardens. Combo baskets and 10-inch hanging baskets make perking up the porch easy. The Blue Rapids Greenhouse thanks you for shopping local and can't wait to see you at the new location on Highway 77.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. It was a win for the Royals. George Soler had two doubles among his three hits and drove in three runs to lead Kansas City over the Pittsburgh Pirates 9-6 and improve the Royals' record to a major league best 15-8. Soler's double sparked three run rallies in the first and sixth innings, the latter stretching the lead to 9-5. Kansas City won for the sixth time in seven games. Salvador Perez also had three of Kansas City's 12 hits. Hunter Dozier hit a two-run triple, and Andrew Benintendi added a two-run double. The Royals are off today. They'll start a three-game series with the Minnesota Twins tomorrow. First pitch at 7:10. Now to COVID. Good news. Atlanta's two biggest outdoor pro sports stadiums will both allow 100% capacity in advance beginning next month. I'm Rick Everett, and that's a look at your Thursday Kansas sports on the Mid-America Network.
As COVID-19 vaccines are becoming available, Americans are eager to learn more, but frustrated about where to find answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about vaccines and the distribution plans in Kansas. Just visit aarp.org/ksvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Kansas, when, where, and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/ksvaccine. Paid for by AARP.
News. Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Kate Glenn. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Kate Glenn informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Kate First Alert meteorologist Jay Frater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Kate News, always on your side.
More than 130 athletes representing 40 countries are in Garden City this week in hopes of getting one step closer to the top tier of their career. KSNTV reports the Symetra Tour's Garden City Charity Classic is teeing off its seventh year after being canceled last year due to COVID-19. This year, athletes will be competing at Buffalo Dunes Golf Course. The course is considered to be one of the top municipal courses in the country. It's one of the largest events in southwest Kansas promoting ladies golf. With the rails still open and Kentucky Derby post positions dwindling, Brad Cox grew anxious about the most notable of his two horses drawing the least desired spot. The homegrown trainer soon breathed easier. Essential Quality got something more palatable, though the hardest part awaits with the target firmly on his back. Essential Quality is the 2-1 morning line favorite and will start from the 14th post for Saturday's 147th Kentucky Derby. Mid-America Network Sports.
At Galloway Wiegers in Brenniger, we're about building relationships one client and one issue at a time. I'm Jason Brenniger, and I invite you to visit with me for any legal services you might have, including probate, estate planning, and trust administration. Advanced planning has countless advantages to your family, including greater control and disposition of your assets and tax issues that might come up. Call for a no-obligation appointment today. Check us out on our Facebook page or at gwblaw.net.
Generations have relied on Kinsley's of Marysville, the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, Hanover Mortuary, Ward Funeral Homes of Lynn in Washington, and Landreth Axtell Funeral Home. You can continue to rely on the professional experience that they provide and the heartfelt concern that they offer each family that they serve. Caring concern in your family's time of need.
Slow down your pace. Speed up your internet. Savor your summer. We all love the lazy days of summer, spent relaxing in a hammock or a patio chair. You can make those slow-moving moments even better by enjoying super-fast internet from Blue Valley. We've got a hot deal for you. Get 2 months free, plus free installation. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net.
Add some tropical foliage to your patio, deck, or garden while giving your indoor plants a summer vacation outdoors. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Wait for the danger of frost to pass and night temperatures remain at or above 50 to 55 degrees Fahrenheit before moving tropicals outdoors. Be prepared to bring the plants inside if temperatures drop or frost is in the forecast. Gradually introduce the plants to sunnier conditions outside. Place plants in a shaded location and gradually increase the amount of direct sunlight they receive each day. Or grow them in a location with filtered sunlight to minimize the stress of this transition. Protect plants from strong winds and harsh sunlight that can dry the leaves and soil more rapidly. Adjust your watering regime to meet the change of growing conditions. Check soil moisture daily and water thoroughly as needed. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
It was a dangerous portion of the Ohio River, not because of the current, but because of who might be waiting inside a cave. Make matters worse, many pioneers had no idea the trouble they might encounter when they passed a place called Cave In Rock. We go to the cave on this edition of the American Countryside.
Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
It may not be a big cave, but it certainly has quite a history.
It's an opening in the rock face, approximately 50 feet tall, maybe 50 feet wide, and goes into the rock face about 200 feet.
Marty Kaler is describing Cave in Rock, a natural cave found in the Rock Bluffs on the Illinois side of the Ohio River. Today, this is one of the most visited state parks in Illinois. But once, this was a very dangerous place.
The late 1700s was when the famous pirates of the Ohio River, the original pirates before the pirates of the high seas.
The pirates that called this cave home are supposed to predate the ones we might think of in other places. We know the names of some of those who operated from here.
The Hart brothers, the first known serial killers, Samuel Mason, Potts Inn, all inhabited the cave in the late 1700s. By the middle of the 1800s, they were run out.
For several decades, this spot along the Ohio River was a place where pioneers heading west could run into big trouble.
They used to hijack flatboats coming down the river. It was a one-way trip. They'd start in Cincinnati and upriver. They'd float downriver on their flatboats, and the pirates in the cave would hijack their boats, rob them, kill them.
Today, this place is a peaceful and serene setting along the Ohio River. But there's much more to the story. And it's next time as we travel the countryside in Cave in Rock, Illinois. I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a public auction this Saturday featuring tools and equipment, bulldozer tractors, and pickups for the Richard Forst Estate and Sherry and Mike Gregory. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 3rd and Broadway in Marysville. Selling a John Deere 750J bulldozer, rebuilt motor, 93 Ford, 8240, runs but needs work. John Deere 4010 diesel tractor runs, motor needs work. Oliver 1850 propane tractor with loader. Trailers include a spread axle belly dump, 30-foot gooseneck cargo contractor-style trailer, flatbed hay trailer, also vehicles for salvage, some shop items, tools and miscellaneous. For Sherry and Mike Gregory, tools will include a 12-inch miter saw, 15-inch scroll saw on a stand, 5-speed drill press, 8-inch bench press on a stand. They'll sell circular and skill saws, sawzall, sanders, trimmer router, pneumatic nailers, saw horses, portable tools and toolboxes. This auction Saturday begins 10 a.m. at 3rd and Broadway in Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
If your soil can grow corn, it can grow bamboo. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Farming bamboo doesn't require a ton of acres to make money and can be sold for a variety of products as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Follow
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Is an alternative crop that can be grown for food, fuel, and furniture in most of the United States. Landowners use it as a thick hedge between them and a dusty road, or to reduce erosion and keep nitrogen out of the streams. It's also grown as a cash crop for poles or shoots to sell to local food markets. Daphne Lewis is the author of a book called Farming Bamboo and also runs a bamboo research farm. She says there are over 200 species in North America, and the variety you grow depends on your climate and what you plan to do with it. A bamboo crop doesn't require a lot of space.
Some of the largest bamboos that are maintained for shoots, they might put 1,000 poles per acre out. But some of the smaller bamboos that are raised for poles and not for shoots, you let them grow closer together, and you might get 3,000 or more poles per acre.
Bamboo plants are started from divisions of other bamboo plants. It's a grass, so you basically cut divots out of the grass. However, Lewis says a farmer wanting to start an acreage of bamboo will want uniform divots.
He's going to contract, I assume, with a nurseryman who has bamboo and telling me I want 500 plants. And that nurseryman will go out to his groves and cut the starts and stick them in pots and grow them for a year to be sure they're really well established in the pots.
Bamboo is a perennial and will come up each year. Plants meant to be sold as shoots for food can be harvested when they come up in the spring. Canes meant for tall, hard poles need to grow for several years before they're ready. As you thin out leaning or broken canes, run them through a shredder. Lewis says bamboo mulch is excellent as a value-added product. Learn more about farming bamboo at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Weekends are a time to get household chores done. And if I don't make a list of everything that needs to get done, well, nothing gets done. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. When it comes to keeping track of your finances, it can be difficult to keep everything straight. Because life changes rapidly, your financial strategy can change quickly too. And it is so important to keep things organized and updated. So take some proactive steps to stay on track with your finances and your resources. Start by assessing your current money situation. Do you know what's coming in and what's going out? Maybe you need to set up an emergency savings fund for life's unexpected expenses. If you have a major life event coming up, like getting married or expanding your family, consider revisiting what those needs will look like. Like those weekend chores, make a list to help you stay organized. It will help you achieve financial clarity so you can live a life with more meaning and gratitude. This is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose.
Beautify your home. Let Inline Construction pour a new patio, sidewalk, or driveway to make your home look its best. Inline offers stamped concrete as well for a unique custom look. If you need a concrete approach for a commercial building or shed, Inline can fix you up. Call Inline Construction today at 562-5525 for all types of concrete construction.
Not all paths to regenerative agriculture are the same. Find out why today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Growing Matters Coalition offers this planting stewardship tip from Katie Savinelli, pollinator and stewardship team lead with Syngenta.
When using neonic treated seeds, be sure to use advanced seed flow lubricants to help the seed move throughout the equipment smoothly and minimize dust off. This helps the seed treatment fuel the plant's growth while letting pollinators perform their important pollination service to crops and flowers.
Visit growingmatters.org/be sure. Two farms, side by side, both using the same regenerative agriculture practices. They work great for one farm, but not the other. How come? Because this is not a one-size-fits-all deal. Marty Matlock is executive director of the University of Arkansas Resiliency Center and a professor of ecological engineering.
We must never assume there's a simple, single solution for all agriculture. Cover crops are great. We all ought to use cover crops. No. Some places, they don't work because they're competing for water as a particular area. No-till solutions are great, except for some places where they can't be applied because of soil characteristics or other pressures. And so we have to understand that agriculture is hard and it's complex, and we must provide the farmers with the freedom, the elbow room to innovate so that we have a mechanism to evaluate the effectiveness of their practices.
Matlock says farmers have to have another type of freedom as well when it comes to regenerative agriculture practices.
The freedom to fail. We have to be able to experiment, to try things and see if they work or if they don't work. And if they don't work, it shouldn't be a punitive system. It should be an educational process where we iterate and we learn and we get better.
Matlock spoke at a recent Ag and Food Policy virtual summit put on by the Ag Reporting Service, AgriPulse. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Join the Jeep Celebration event underway now at Twin Rivers Beatrice with 0% financing up to 84 months with approved credit when financed through Chrysler Capital on the new 2021 Jeep Cherokee Compass and Renegade. Designed with purpose and peace of mind, check out the Jeep Cherokee. The new Jeep Compass is refined and ready to impress. And free-spirited fun is here with the Jeep Renegade. Long live a journey. Test drive your favorite model today, then drive away with 0% financing up to 84 months for a limited time at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, West Court in Beatrice.
Ag News Soil Temperature Reports from Mid-America Ag Network.
The American Families Plan includes tax changes of interest to agriculture. American Farm Bureau Federation Senior Congressional Relations Director Pat Wolf says there are three changes in the bill that could mean higher taxes for farmers and ranchers.
One is an increase in the capital gains tax rate that would apply to any sale of land or buildings. The second is a curb on the ability of farmers to sell one asset and buy another without paying capital gains taxes. That's called like-kind exchanges. And the third is a new capital gains tax at death and the repeal of stepped-up basis.
Wolf says the new capital gains tax at death comes with a promise that family farmers who meet certain qualifications would be exempt. Soil temperature report brought to you by Abilene Machine. See their great part selection. Order online 24/7 at abilenemachine.com and by Kansas Corn Growers Association. Check them out online at kscorn.com. Last soil temperature report of the season. We're warming nicely now. Central and eastern Kansas checks in at 62 to 64 degrees today. This is a 2-inch soil depth temperature. The western one-third of Kansas, still a little cooler, but not by much. The western one-third of Kansas is at 55 to 60 degrees today. Almost all of Oklahoma checks in at 59 to 64 degrees. Down in the southern counties, we're looking at 65 to 67 degrees. And the panhandle has warmed considerably, too. 57 to 59 degrees is the 2-inch soil temperature in the panhandle in the extremely far northwest corner of Oklahoma. But the soil temperatures have warmed considerably, and with temperatures in the 70s and 80s the next several days, it will only continue to get better. Ag News, Soil Temperature Report, Mid-America Ag Network.
Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Caitlin. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Caitlin informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cake First Alert meteorologist Jay Frater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cake News, always on your side.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Farmers depend on their equipment, and equipment depends on its fuel. Cenex Premium Diesel works as hard as you do and comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster even cleans up your injectors and prevents injector fouling, so your equipment can keep firing on all cylinders to make every day a field day. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The American Farm Bureau Federation promoting ways to support and develop rural broadband. Michael Clements shares how you can help.
Getting broadband developed throughout rural America is a priority for the American Farm Bureau Federation. AFBF Congressional Relations Director Emily Buckman says rural residents, along with farmers and ranchers, need access to broadband connections.
We've heard the phrase multiple times, broadband is no longer a luxury, it's a necessity. And the pandemic made that even more evident as we had to shift to working remotely, children having to do homework work from home, and then even having our doctor's appointment done via telehealth. Rural broadband is essential for modern agriculture, farmers and ranchers who grow our food, and to the quality of life of rural Americans.
The American Connection Project, which includes Farm Bureau and is led by Land O'Lakes, just launched the American Connection Corps.
This is a new pilot program which will connect young leaders to their hometown and empower them to become a new class of community leaders focused on connectivity. For a period of 2 years, the American Connection Corps fellows will work to increase digital access in their communities by coordinating local partners to access federal and state resources for broadband access, as well as delivering digital literacy to those members of the community that may not even know how to utilize broadband.
Rural community members can also help by using the FCC Speed Test app.
The networking coverage and performance information gathered from the speed test data collected through this app will help to inform the FCC's effort to collect more accurate and granular broadband deployment data. It's been a major effort to have FCC update their coverage map to ensure that federal dollars spent on broadband deployment is accurately targeted to those communities most in need.
Learn more at fb.org. Michael Clements, Washington.
That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
If you're anxious to get the gardening season started, come to Hometown Lumber and Hardware and look over their full line of garden tools for rent. Tools such as tillers, power rakes, overseeders, and aerators. Plus, they have a variety of grass seed and fertilizers. They have the tools that will really help you get started on the right foot. Safely trim trees or reach high places with one of their lifts and create sidewalks and patios with the concrete tools available at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
As your corn and soybean crops emerge, be on the lookout for black cutworm damage. Stay tuned for signs to look for on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Cutworm is an early nemesis of corn and even soybean growers. Moths overwinter in the south and ride the jet stream north to the corn belt in early spring. Females lay their eggs on anything green in and around the field, including weeds and cover crops. The caterpillars are a grayish brown in color, and they have an insatiable appetite. Erin Hodson is an extension entomologist at Iowa State University. She says the time to scout for cutworms is when corn and soybean plants pop out of the ground.
These cutworms can, as the name suggests, cut the top of the plant off at the soil line. And so sometimes it's just a bit of defoliation, like pieces missing, or it can be more severe in which they just outright kill the plant. So if they chop off the top of the plant, it's just going to kill the plant.
When you walk into a field and see defoliation, you probably won't see the caterpillars because they feed at night. Cutworms are skittish during the day and will find cracks and crevices to hide in. Hodson says you'll have to do some detective work to find them.
Getting inside of the whorl of the corn plant, so kind of pulling apart to see if there's any activity, or just kind of digging through cracks and crevices to see. So if you're noticing pieces are missing or plants are missing, be looking in and around plants.
Finding just a few cutworms shouldn't be a cause for concern. However, Hodson says if you estimate 3-5% of the plants are affected, it's time to spray a foliar insecticide, and the earlier the better. The larger the caterpillars grow, the more damage they do. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips on scouting for cutworms at agriculture.com.
Slow down your pace. Speed up your internet. Savor your summer.
We all love the lazy days of summer, spent relaxing in a hammock or a patio chair. You can make those slow-moving moments even better by enjoying super-fast internet from Blue Valley. We've got a hot deal for you. Get 2 months free, plus free installation. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Well, we're seeing some nice plus signs now for corn. May corn is up 24 now at 726. July is up 23 and a quarter at 671. All the back months are solidly green, too. Soybeans have come around also. May soybeans up 21 and three quarters at 1564 and a quarter. July soybeans are currently up 21 and three quarters at 1524. Soybean meal is trying to rally. May is up 120 at 423.80. July is still down 70 at 422.30. Soy oil is in the same boat, trying to post a rally. May soybean oil is up 96 points at 66.95. July is up 237 at 62.26. So a good look across the soybean complex at the present time. Kansas City wheat has found some positives. May KC wheat is up 5 now at 693.5. July is up 4.5 at 699. Each of the back months is up. Chicago wheat and Minneapolis wheat are coming along for the ride higher, too. Cotton is doing well. May cotton is up 162 at 87.51. July is up 190 at 88.44. In the livestock complex, things continue mixed there. April live cattle down 347 at 116, but June up 30 at 116.32. The back months are up, some by more than a dollar. In feeder cattle, May feeders down 85 now at 135. August feeders down 115 at 148.72. So we are having some issues with feeder cattle. Hogs are up. May hogs up 107 at 109.80, while June hogs are up $3 at 109.72. So we'll call it mixed, but mostly higher in the livestock complex. Crude oil is taking a pounding. June crude is down $1.42 at 63.60. July is down 138 at 63.50. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
The spring cleaning event is going on now at Midwest Kia. That's right. We're rolling up our sleeves, cleaning up our lot, and marking down over 300 quality pre-owned vehicles just for this event. That's 300 quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs at low, low prices, including a selection of vehicles under $8,000. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want. And you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. We'll have appraisers available on site to get you the best deal for your trade-in. And we always want to get you approved. What are you waiting for? Head to the Midwest Kia Spring Cleaning Event. Over 300 quality pre-owned vehicles with many under $8,000. Come see us or shop online at MidwestKia.com. Example 2012 Ford Focus, stock KE996A. Severity of credit will affect down payment, APR term, and vehicle. Negative equity applies to the loan balance. With approved credit plus tax and fees, not all customers qualify. See dealer for details. Expires 4/30/21.
A full benefits package, including a pension plan, are waiting for you at Farmers Cooperative. There are several openings in the energy sector for delivery, truck technicians, tire warehouse, and more. Must have Class B CDL, hazmat preferred, but not required. You'll join a team that goes out of its way to help you succeed. Get more info by texting JOBS 2021 to 402-946-2211.
Investing in our owner success. Farmers Cooperative.
Join us as we step back in time Sunday afternoons with the Neon Beat. This is your host, John Christopher, and I invite you to listen in as we share all of the great songs from the past, from the big bands to swing, early classics, and even some more recent favorites. You're sure to appreciate the variety and the memories. Tune in Sunday afternoons, 1 to 6 p.m., live on KNDY, AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
Oh,
legendary songs, classic memories. The only station in Northeast Kansas playing classic country. AM 1570 and FM 94.1, KNDY, Marysville.